Despite that name, the Underground is quite an elegant place located in the lower level of the East Square Plaza building on the northeast corner of Fayetteville's Town Square. You can get an initial glimpse from a main lobby atrium, a large circular glass opening cut in the floor to reveal the lower level, where a complex of old bank vaults and offices are. This used to be the Bank of America building and are now transformed into studios and galleries. The Underground began several years ago as a dream and is now an established nonprofit artist cooperative with a major opening reception every first Thursday of the month. Megan Chapman is a studio artist, manager, and serves on the advisory committee to the board.
It's going fantastically. The crowds are just amazing. Every first Thursday, we get anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 people coming, and they're enjoying the art, and they're enjoying the whole atmosphere of it, and they're buying our art. I mean, since I've been selling my work at the Fayetteville Underground, my career has really taken off. As far as sales go, it's just been fantastic. It's really, I think what separates the Underground from a normal commercial gallery is that we do have our studios down here as well, and that just adds a whole nother element that people really enjoy when they come down here, that they can kind of, it helps to demystify the process of art. It kind of equalizes it, so everyone kind of sees that, yes, we show up, we come to work every day just like everybody else, and this just happens to be our job.
Artists rent studio space for a flat rate or at a discount, trading time and a percentage of art sales.
This is highly subsidized by the building owners that own the building. So all of our rent is highly subsidized, and that's how we are able to stay here, is all the artists, we run these galleries. So anytime you come and buy art at the Fayetteville Underground, chances are it's an artist behind the computer. And so we maintain the galleries. We keep the hours open. We do all of that in exchange for our affordable rent.
That would be the East Square Development Group, founded by John Nock, Richard Alexander, and Rob Maryship. Even though Megan has had a studio here, this is the first time she's staged a solo exhibition of her mixed-media abstract expressionist work in the Hive Gallery, titled Falling Into Sound.
So, yes, this body of work was very much influenced by the music I listened to, but at the same time, most bodies of work are. This is just more purposefully I use the name Falling Into Sound.
In fact, the images evoke sound, filled with sepia, turquoise, and moss green gestures across gessoed white-gray surfaces.
As when a patron will walk into this gallery, immediately the energy sort of changes, I believe, from wherever you came from in the outside world to when you step foot into the Falling Into Sound exhibition. Things are cool and crisp and icy. They're quite calm and meditative, yet there's still this undercurrent of energy, a slight buzzing to be felt.
Megan says the working title is The White Series. The collection's comprised of 16 by 20 to 30 by 40 inch canvases. One of those is titled Things Fall Away, a quiet iridescent work evoking the colors one might see inside a quartz crystal cavern. Central in the Hive Gallery is Megan's Manual for Living, painted and inscribed over a decade ago.
We have a blank prologue that has no words. It's dark, and you just look at it and absorb it, and then you move on to the next page. The idea being that each page is its own chapter, and all the information you need to gain from each chapter can be absorbed by looking at this one page. So
read a bit.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So the second page just says, the last time we almost touched. And there, you know, there's this one faint sort of pinkish line merging through these pale green lines. And it's a little bit about, you know, electricity and, you know, the last time we almost touched.
Megan says the series reflects an era of fragile vulnerability and longing. Another artist on display here also refers to the past. Across the Underground atrium is the Revolver Gallery, in which hangs paintings by Dwayne Gardner, titled Looking for the Broadcaster. But this work, also abstract expressionism, is muscular and vivid. Gardner's covered stretched boxy canvases in deep red, a mustard yellow, or sky blue, upon which he paints concentrated childlike marks.
And I think as adults, we just get very rigid and we get very controlling and very tight. And so it seems to me in his work, most of the time, he is exploring that lessening of control, that letting go, letting the line carry him, letting those marks take him, and pushing the idea of mark making and color and just exploring it, seeing where it goes without being so tight, without trying to rein it back in.
But the work is intentional and sophisticated, Megan says. A piece titled Static is most compelling, a small luminous gray textured surface upon which Duane has painted a thick tangle of blood red strands. But just in the upper left-hand corner, directly across the atrium, is the vault gallery with an adjoining rear vault gallery.
This is where you will always find a selection of all the studio artist work. This is, so anything you see back here is going to be the artists that physically work here on site. And it always rotates. There's always fresh work back here every single month. And then each one of these artists who have a studio here will end up having a featured solo show at some point within the year. That's one of our guarantees here at the Underground, is that every studio artist does have one solo show a year.
Dana Eidlett has a solo show in the front vault gallery called 6 Miles Down a Dirt Road. She's 6'2", and perhaps from that unique perspective, she sees patterns everywhere, so loves the grain of wood.
I had a friend who knew some people in the dendrochronology lab. He used to take core samples from trees. And he kind of told me a little bit about wood and just what it means in the line scars, or if a limb gets cut off or it gets hit by lightning, the tree. They make these cat faces, and the rings kind of grow around it to create a whole circle again. And I just like that because I feel like we do that. We'll have a wound, we scab, we heal, but it's there, you know, we have a scar later. I like all the similarities between us and the wood. We're living things.
Her black framed ink drawings on white paper are intricate renderings of tree rings, abstract whorls, and geometric forms, small bundles of line that both soothe and make you think. Eidlett's also translated the work onto cedar rounds, painting them with watercolor patterns, tracing the undulating rings in bright reds, turquoise, and yellow. The pieces look really indigenous.
I've heard that, and you know, it never crossed my mind.
Decorating cedar, carving cottonwood, and spruce sculpture continues to be widely practiced by American Indians. Think kachinas and totems. Sculpture's also on display here in the E Street Gallery. Sherry Bones is a stained glass artisan originally who's transformed it into ornamentation for shellacked tree roots, creating fantasy creatures, both terrestrial and airborne, collectively titled Ascension. Artist bio sketches hang in each of the four galleries, describing their provenance, training, method, and philosophy. Underground manager Megan Chapman.
So all the work seen here this month has all been created within the walls of the Underground, which I find particularly impressive. I think we've all been looking at it going, wow, the Underground is really special. It really has something. We've all been working so hard and producing these new bodies of work, being able to take that next step. We all had studios. We're all professional or emerging artists down here. We've all been doing this for a long time. But there's something about having a studio away from your home where you can close that door and walk out of that world and into this one and be around all these other artists to get energy and inspiration off of, that is producing just some dynamic work. So it's really exciting to be a part of it. I think that's the best part of being an artist at the Underground.
And all are welcome to visit and see. Underground gallery hours are Wednesday through Friday, noon to 7 p.m., Saturday 10 to 5. You can also observe certain artists at work in the studio. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.